Looks like Cardinal fans are sure excited.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Happy for him, and you know, kind of look at how this last year has gone, and he's had some adversity, and responded well, and has got back in there and just started competing, and now he's going to get an opportunity to do it at this level, and just kind of happy for him, and excited to see how it fits.
How did you guys figure it's time to look at Waka, and obviously you guys found something?
Yeah, last night, I think a couple people were even asking about how it looked, and just didn't look right, and just continued to ask more questions, and led to some testing, and it is where it is now.
Is that the first time you acknowledged not feeling right?
Yeah.
Mike, this doesn't seem like a small thing with Waka. When you have this injury come back, what level of concern do you have for not just him now, but where this leads his career?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you there because I don't think I have enough information to know or to make a prediction of what it means. Anytime a guy has an injury, let alone an injury that's popped up again, it's something you're always paying close attention to. But overall, just kind of trust the fact that our doctors and medical people have a pretty good plan usually in place to try and figure out how to get ahead of it. And this has seemed to be one of those to try and jump on quick and see if it is something that we can get ahead of.
So how difficult was the conversation last night? Were you having to like actually show him video and be like, this is not what's looking right? Or did he pretty quickly say, okay, yeah, there's a little something going on?
No, he came around last night and was honest about where he was and how he was feeling. That makes it easier.
Was it weakness? Was it soreness?
I don't have all the details. He agreed to go have the medical team kind of give him a pretty thorough checkup.
Mike, how do you see Reyes using him? Do you have to worry about the leverage and the situation, a young guy, or are you able to throw him in?
Yeah, we'll see. We got through last night without bringing in a Segrist again, and did Bowman and Duke, and then Manus did a great job getting us through that to save some of the other guys. So we have quite a few arms available, but he's a pitcher we want to get in there when we can, but just kind of wait and see how the situation presents itself. But today would be more of a limited use as it's a side day. And I think Mullen already explained to everybody plans moving forward. But I think that's a good way to get him initiated.
If Reyes can already hit triple digits as a starter, how much of an uptick do you think he can get as a reliever where he can just come in and fire away?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I want him throwing strikes, so I'm less interested in the velocity and more interested in his making pitches, and so hopefully that'll be the case.
How do you get that through to a young pitcher with that much in his arm? I mean, is it a natural maturation process, or is there something that you keep pounding into his head?
Yeah, usually when if you're trying something and you're putting guys on base, game teaches you pretty quick that that's not going to work. So he gets it. I mean, he's only 21, but he's still been around long enough to know what we're looking for around here. We need him to be in the strike zone, and it's something he has the capacity to do, and it's something he's going to continue to work on.
Can that velocity kind of serve as a show pitch almost, though? I mean, if he hits 103, something like that on the down there, that spreads real quick. I mean, he doesn't have to do it even consistently, but it's kind of in the back of somebody's mind then, isn't it?
Yeah, and we saw it there with Atlanta. They had a 103 mile an hour guy.
Chapman
doesn't mean that you're unhittable. So you still have to make pitches. You still have to be able to figure out how to get guys out, because the velocity is nice to have, but typically it's used to make your other pitches better. Unless you have the ability to hide the ball, and certain guys that do. We've seen 100 mile an hour guys walk in and absolutely can't get anybody out, because they show the ball early and it doesn't look like 100. Other guys throwing 92 and it plays like 100. I mean, it's just, we'll have to wait and see how it works. But I know it's something that gets everyone excited, and they'll be watching the radar gun. We watch it too, mostly for like Waka last night. We saw him in that 91, 92, when a lot of times he's 95, sometimes 96. It's usually a good barometer for us to know if everything's right. But with Alex, just want him to go pitch, make good pitches. trust what you've been doing and your strengths, and that velocity, what it normally does is gives you a little more room for error.
Mike, there have been a lot of games this year that we all say, oh, that's the momentum changer, that's the season changer. So last night's improbable win, how hopeful are you that that is one that carries forward?
Yeah, and I think Jen asked me that last night, is this the one, or somebody did, and I can sit here and lie to you and tell you that, yeah, that's the one. I just don't think that's how this game works. I think you just keep playing the game. I do think that if you don't have any of those kind of comeback wins, you probably need one to show your club that you can do that, but it's something we've been doing most season. So that was a dramatic, it felt, I don't know, it felt as big as any of when we've had this year. But overall, over the big picture, today both teams show up fresh again, and we got to do something in the first 8 innings a whole lot different than we did last night and that we've been doing. And so just try and build off of it, hopefully. But you never know. I mean, sometimes you have something that really shocks, rattles your team, and you take off, it'd be in hindsight. Hopefully that's something we ever talk about.
Not that it's come full circle, but I guess it was 2 years ago in spring training when you put that ball to Alex. I think he said he told you, I'm looking for that day, or paraphrasing, but it was about getting to this moment. Did you revisit that when you welcomed him to the clubhouse today?
No. I've been in conversation with him on a lot of different things, here over since he's been part of the organization, and just always trying to encourage him and challenge him, and reminding him what we're looking for, reminding him about how they should be going about their business, and it makes a day like today even more special when you know the kid and you know some of the things that he's been trying to do and achieve, and to watch him walk in the clubhouse for the first time, that's a big day, and it does only happen one time, and happy for him. And pointed out a lot of the things that I did see him do well. One of the most impressive things for me is the statement that he made and the conversation he had with all the young players in extended spring, and talked to about some of the decisions he made and the repercussions of those, and then getting to work to try and put that behind him and moving forward. And that's a lot of growing up for a 21-year-old to do in one year. And happy to see him be able to do that, plus figure out how to get the production side taken care of.
That was the last time people here saw him, was when he was making an apology at winter warm-up. What have you seen in him since then? I mean, it was kind of, he said all the right things, but it really came down to what he did. It seems like he's done everything right since.
Yeah, he's learned from it. I mean, it doesn't make any of us, in the free where you're not susceptible to something going wrong again. It's just kind of an ever evolving process that you're trying to stay ahead of things as they come to you. But I think it's one of those valuable lessons that it's helping them grow up. It's hard for these kids. You look at most 21-year-old, a lot of them are still under the watchful eye of a college coach somewhere, or have had a lot of people invest, and we've had some great coaches in our minor league system help try and guide these guys along. But there's a lot that comes with everybody knowing your name. 40-some thousand people here that'll be here tonight have been anticipating the day that he gets here. I mean, that's a lot on a 21-year-old kid. And usually opens up a lot of opportunities for bad decisions. So we're going to try and keep helping all of our guys wade through all this stuff and try to limit the distractions so he can go out and just play the game.
There's a long-term goal of him being up to the top of the rotation starter. Most of that hasn't changed. But is there a benefit a guy can have of entering as a reliever? I mean, is there a skill that can help him when he transitions back?
I think we've had some great examples around here of how that does look and how it can work, and those are the ones we'll keep kind of thinking of at this point, especially with the work that Alex has had this year. And so try and always keep an eye on the pitches and the number of innings that they've kind of stocked up over this season. All that goes into the equation. But, if you talk to Adam about it, what it feels like to come in the back end of the game, what it feels like to come in and pitch every day, be prepared every day, to understand what the guys in the bullpen are doing, even for a guy like a Wainwright that was destined for the top of the rotation. There's things that can help you if you got your antenna up and you're wanting to learn.
Do you think
feel pretty fortunate you were able to go this deep into the season with five starters, the five you started with.
Yeah.
Unusual.
Yeah, it is. It's, I think it says a lot about kind of the plan, pitching plan that's been put in place, and keeping an eye on guys and how we've used them. But I think it says more about the amount of work that they've done and how they've prepared and how they continue to do all that work to stay on the field consistently. So what they're doing it right.
What do you expect out of Weaver, his first start?
Yeah, you know, he made a really positive impression on us in the spring, and you know, it's been a couple of years now of us kind of watching him close and his makeup. I like what I see, and obviously the numbers and this season have supported that. You know, kid gets in there and makes good pitches, and that's all we're going to ask him to do. And you know, every time you bring a young kid in, you give him a start right out of the box. It's a tall order, but there's some guys that thrive with that opportunity, and I see that being one of those guys.
There'll be a few Cardinal fans.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for the fact that Peter Watkins and Rosenthal might pitch again the rest of the year?
You know, I don't get too far ahead of myself on that, and kind of let it play out. Trevor seems very optimistic, so we'll see how that plays. And it's still too early, too new with Michael to kind of put the long-term thought out there.
You mentioned the impression Weaver made in spring. Did he make as big a stride last spring to the spring as anybody you saw in camp?
Just got to see more of him, you know, so it's really hard to say how much improvement was there. He's consistently been one of those guys who just somehow finds a way to get it done. But you just, as we watch, every morning, one of the first things I do is I pull up all the box scores for everybody in the system, and he's always been one of those guys you can see. He's working the zone. He's using a good mix of pitches. There isn't just one overpowering pitch. He's using it all, and he's able to adapt when he doesn't have his best stuff. So he's had great reports for a while, but it looks like this last year it's just been a different level. And wherever he's gone, whatever kind of challenge he's been given, he's been able to answer.
Can adding these anticipated guys like Reyes and Weaver be kind of a pick-me-up to the rest of the guys for this time of year specifically?
You know, I think our guys are pretty happy with what we have. I think they trust what we have. But anytime you can get some reinforcements, even, you know, you wait till September and you do the same thing and you have some young players you know have been playing well and might be able to plug in and help us here or there, that's always nice. Same thing at the trade deadline. You know, for us, we had the trade deadline of bringing in a few players that have been injured. And now, you know, on the backside of that, we got a couple of players who have been, you know, really shining in the minor league system, and you know, we could use some help. So, yeah, I think that is kind of a boost.
Thank you.